In the studio with me today, I have Pam Long, and she's here to talk to us today about a class that she's teaching as part of a certificate program. Good afternoon, and welcome to KHSU.
Thank you, Katie.
Let's talk about the wine study certificate program just a little bit.
Well, it's a program that I brought to the extended ed program here at HSU, and then they said, well, great, we're interested. Why don't you get together with a group of other wine professionals and figure it out, and then come back to us with a really fleshed out program and syllabi and outcomes and all that sort of thing. So I did that with a handful of people up here, including Elizabeth Hans-McCrone and also Will Franklin, who are also instructors in the program. And that's what we did. So we launched it back in, I believe the first course was in March, and Will Franklin, who's the winemaker for Trinity River Vineyards, he's also the grape grower for them too. He manages the vineyards. He taught both winemaking and the viticulture courses, which were May and March were those. And then for this semester, for the fall, we've got my course, which is called Sensory Evaluation and Service. And then Elizabeth Hans-McCrone, she'll be teaching a marketing course that'll be happening in November. So, and it's all online on the HSU Extended Ed pages. Mm-hmm.
So people can find out more.
So people can take all four courses and get their certificate. They can just take one course. They can take a few years to get the certificate if they want to. There's no time limit on it.
So this is sensory evaluation and service. What does that mean?
Well, yes, sensory evaluation is a kind of a lofty term for wine tasting, but it's not really wine tasting. It's more analyzing wine. So what this course is really kind of a crash course in is how to taste wine like a professional. For instance, when we all get together for our icebreaker, which we do at Crush Wine Bar in Arcata, Jason and Allison, who own that establishment, are so kind to open that up to us and let us sit there and have some great hors d'oeuvres and have some wine and talk about the weekend programming. So I'll have an assignment. I'll have a homework assignment for all my students. And we're going to walk down to the co-op. And, you know, Bob Stockwell is such a great wine buyer, and he's developed such a great retail wine space there in the co-op. And we'll go there and we'll pick out a wine for each student and something that is in a, you know, $15 or under type thing. Mm-hmm. And their job is to go home and taste that wine and spit. And spit and spit.
No.
So, yeah, yeah.
That's so wrong.
So that when they come to class on Friday, we're going to be doing wine tastings all day long.
Okay, so you do have to spit.
And you have to, because if you're going to swallow that wine, you're going to be drunk, and I'm going to get a taxi for you and send you home. And it gets you used to doing it, so you're not embarrassed or feel weird. You know, you can just swish the wine around in your mouth and spit it into your spit cup and, you know, get used to doing that, because that's what you do as a professional when you're judging wine, when you're tasting wine, when you're buying wine. Distributor comes to your establishment, brings out all these wines at noon. You know, sure, you can swallow it and kind of be wasted for the rest of the day, or you can spit and still get your work done.
So let me ask you this. So this sounds really interesting, except that you're spitting the wine out, but that's okay. You have to learn to accept that. So what do you, when you swish it around in your mouth, give us a quick education here. What are we looking for?
Well,
our taste buds?
Yeah, when you're step-by-step analyzing wine, you're starting just looking at the color of it in the glass. That's your first step. And then you're moving it around in the wine glass and you're smelling it. Now, some people have really strong senses of smell and others don't. So for some people, it's very difficult to articulate what they're smelling. What are the aromas that they're getting? So that can be a little bit more difficult. And then you take a good amount of wine. You don't just take a little sip, because you really want to coat your whole mouth with it. And, you know, some people will have it for like an entire minute. You know, it's a long time. Mm-hmm. But you start picking up not only flavors, but also what does it feel like? Is it tannic? Is it rough? Is it silky? Is it viscous? Is it really lean and kind of brittle? You know, what are the mouthfeel, you know, descriptions that you're getting? And then you start articulating it. So that's the other part of the homework assignment, is start writing about it, start articulating. Even if you just say, I don't know, it tastes kind of tart, or it tastes like wine.
Are there wine words that one should use?
Well, sure. There's like, you know, you think of...
a whole vocabulary.
Oh, there's like a huge vocabulary of wine descriptors. In fact, the person, you know, Robert Parker, who is the celebrated, you know, probably the most famous, you know, wine connoisseur and professional in the world, he has over 200,000 words to describe different wines. Yeah. So
seriously.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. Oh, it's pretty intimidating, but part of the outcome of this particular class, sensory evaluation and service, is to start developing a vocabulary of wine and start articulating and describing wine so that you can engage, say, a customer. If you're a server at a restaurant that has a decent wine list, how do you engage that customer? How do you begin the conversation when they say, well, what would go with this chicken dish? And then if you know something about the difference between a Sauvignon Blanc and a Chardonnay and a Zinfandel and a Pinot and all that, and you can start describing flavor profiles to people, they'll go, oh, that sounds kind of good. You know, okay, well, can I bring you a little taste? And, you know, and then you get the conversation going. And pretty soon, you know, they're going to commit to at least a glass, or maybe they'll share a bottle with their fellow diners.
And you know, that's exactly what I do when I go to a restaurant. I do.
I do too.
I say, can you recommend to me, I like, you know, Cabernets, which one on this list would you recommend?
Right. And then you kind of get their idea of, you know, that way you have an engagement with them. This course is also great for people who own cafes. You know, it's when I go to a restaurant in Humboldt County, I can tell right away if it's a distributor-driven list or if it's a owner-driven list. Okay. Because you sit down to a really nice meal, but the wines are something I could buy at the bottom shelf of CVS Pharmacy. So with my $20 entree, I'll opt for a nice, you know, snappy Eel River IPA or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to spend $8 for what I know is a really, you know, subpar glass of Chard or something like that. So it's good for people who are beverage buyers. If you work in the food and wine industry, this is just a great course. And if you're a chef, even, it's a great course to learn about wine.
This is a 3-day class? Right?
Yeah, we have our little icebreaker at Crush on the 6th. That's a Thursday. Uh-huh. Friday, it's all-day instruction at Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center on the waterfront in Eureka. It's a beautiful space, and we have lectures and different things all day long. We'll start out with a speed tasting of sparkling wines from around the world, and then we'll have a guest lecturer in there. We'll do food and wine pairing. We'll do a real technical food and wine pairing, and then we'll do a less technical one. And then we'll do a couple of flights in the afternoon. And then at the end of the day, we actually, 4 o'clock when we wrap up, we'll walk up to the tourism center, which is right there on G in Old Town. And we'll have one of the world's most beautiful food and wine pairings, and that's Sauvignon Blanc with oysters, fresh local oysters. So, yeah, it's going to be a full day. It's a lot of information and a lot of handouts and a lot of discussion and a lot of wine tasting.
A lot of spitting.
A lot of spitting, yeah.
Well, we have a couple minutes left here. So how many people can you take in this class, I'm wondering?
Well, certainly up to about 20.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I know there's room. And if you want to read more about it, just Google, you know, HSU Extended Ed Wine Certificate Program, and you'll get right to that page that you want to look at. And you can read a little bit more about it. And,
See if it's right for you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And then the next class that's coming up in this series is taking place when?
That's Thursday, November 10th, 11th, and 12th. Same format. We have the icebreaker, then all-day instruction, and then the field trip. So, yeah, I should mention the field trip we're doing is up to Field Brook Winery, and we'll see some crush activities and crush pad stuff going on, and also taste wines from the barrel, and yeah, and according to Will Franklin, he just said he just picked some Merlot today up in Willow Creek, so maybe we'll be able to taste some of that.
But you get to see wine crushing, too.
Well, it depends. Yeah, it depends on if fruit's coming in that day or not, but, you know, that'd be nice. Be a bonus.
Excellent. Well, now we're out of time, Pam. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.